WMFO in Cincinnati. Lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Pure energy. Matter without form.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Well, we're here at the Freedom Alley. You want to tell me what freedom means to you?
Freedom means to me that you have the right to pursue your own happiness.
Nothing inspires imagination like reading. And it's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Everything you see is Narnia.
Impossible.
You can make new friends, discover amazing adventures, and most of all, have fun.
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov. There, you can learn more about books, play fun games, discover cool facts, and so much more.
You can log on to www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel these layers. Cook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Good evening, and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. Yeah, that's right. It's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and tonight we're going to be training a brand new WMFO DJ. Welcome to Studio A, Sophie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, and I am demonstrating the first problem. I did not turn up your mic.
Thank you so much for having me, Edward.
So tell us what you're going to be doing with your show.
I think I'm going to play a lot of the blues. I love classic rock, a little bit of jazz, and hip-hop.
That sounds like an excellent free-form mix of music.
Yeah.
And that's what, what we're all about here at WMFO, having a wide variety of different music. And like you were saying with classic rock, I enjoy that genre a lot. But you turn on a commercial classic rock station, and they're just playing like they've got 500 songs maybe in their music library, and they're playing those songs over and over again, and then they've got commercials. Like, I don't know, 10 minutes worth of commercials is typical these days?
Yeah.
And all we have to do here is play a little public service message once an hour. Mm-hmm. So for this evening, what we're going to be doing is I'm going to play y'all a set of music that's about 40 minutes long. And then Sophie and I are going to go and tour the studio here and go over some procedures with getting music through our board. And then Sophie's going to go and play you a bunch of music that she likes and be a DJ here. So the set that I'm going to play for you first is very specifically revolves around Aerosmith, our local classic rock bad boys, and their song Walk This Way. And it's kind of the story of a very genre-jumping story of a song. In December of 1974, Aerosmith was opening for the Guess Who in Honolulu. And during the sound check, the guitarist Joe Perry was fooling around with a riff. He'd been listening to a New Orleans funk band named The Meters. And his good friend, Jeff Beck, had suggested that he listen to the Meters because they played some pretty cool music. So that's what Joe Perry had done, and then he asked the drummer to lay down something flat with a groove on the drums, and he started playing this guitar riff that would later become Walk This Way, and it was, so I'm going to play some of that funk music, particularly these two songs that he was really listening to, Sissy Strut and People Say. And if you listen to those, hopefully you'll understand how Joe Perry listened to that and created Walk This Way. And then another thing about that song was it's on the album Toys in the Attic.
Right.
And when they were recording it in New York City, and they decided to take a break from the recording, and their producer and them went down to Times Square. And they saw a movie, Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein. And in it, they were laughing about this scene where Marty Feldman tells Gene Wilder to follow him in the film. And he's got a limp. And what he does is he says, you know, follow me, walk this way. And Aerosmith just thought it was hilariously funny, and they were like doing that all on the way. And then the producer suggested, well, maybe that song that we've been working on that we don't have a title or any lyrics for yet, maybe it should be called Walk This Way, and that's how it came about.
Wow.
So I'm actually going to have that scene from the movie, the audio clip, in this set before we get to the Aerosmith version. And yeah, so we're going to hear a bunch of Meter songs. And then we're also going to be hearing two songs from the Jeff Beck group, since he's participated in the creation of this song. And then we're going to conclude with the Run DMC version, which came out in 1986. And I think, you know, they took some samples of that, and then they had Joe Perry and Steven Tyler sing and play guitar on that. And to me, this example of a song, a guitar riff, some music that starts off with a New Orleans funk band that gets recommended by this English guitar player to this American guitar player, and it becomes a phenomenal hard rock song, and then the band kind of blows up because of all their drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. But then a new genre, hip-hop, comes and does a cover version of that song. That's just absolutely a beautiful story of the way culture and music works in the world. So I hope you enjoy this set of music featuring Walk This Way and the Meters here on WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I forgot to go and tell you. We opened up the show with a Japanese band, of course, because the rules for a plastic sushi is that we've got to always start off with some Japanese music. That was the sadistic Mika band with a song called Time Machine, Onegai, Please Time Machine. And, well, the reason it was named the Sadistic Mika Band, there was actually a woman named Mika and her husband. They were founded the band, and it was a kind of joke about her cooking. And we're going to start off the next set with another Japanese band, of course. They're a multi-genre band. They're rock and they're hip-hop and experimental. So here is Dragon Ash with Rock the Beat.
A studio can modify as well as record your music.
Watch it. Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't, it's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
You were sent by Herr Falkstein, weren't you?
Yes. My grandfather used to work for your grandfather.
How nice.
Of course, the rates have gone up.
Of course. Of course. I'm sure we'll get along splendidly. Oh! Sorry, you know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Let's go.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
Advice to you, start drinking heavily.
try it again. It's like candy. Just taste it.
It don't taste like candy.
Fire is the devil hiding like a coward in the smoke.
Fire! On fire! On fire! And decent people, I make it my business.
I'm for a reason. What if it's like some higher calling?
A higher calling, like getting girls and making money?
Is there any higher?
Never made it with a lady.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage special training edition with Sophie, who will be playing you music in our second hour here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, we're Tufts. Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. That last set was kind of walking us through the history of Aerosmith's song Walk This Way. As I mentioned in the introduction.